Why is it so hard for people to just do their jobs? Simply put, I feel like if you are in a position that deals with the public in any form or fashion, you especially need to be all about your job. You need to like people. You need to have a level of care and consideration. Now, that's just for John Q. Publix. Maybe if you went into a home improvement store or the grocery store, a bank, a restaurant, basic places like that. I feel like if you work in certain industries, you definitely need to like what you're doing and like dealing with people. And I'm specifically talking right now about the healthcare industry. I feel like healthcare workers definitely from time to time get a bad rap. Normally, the bad rap that we hear about are people who work in nursing homes or places like that. A lot of times you'll hear from the news that'll talk about people who left, older people in bad situations. They treated them poorly. There might have been neglect and so forth and so on. And that's highly unfortunate because those are definitely vulnerable members of our society. But I've had a crazy situation that has unfolded for the past 2 weeks now. I think I mentioned in a previous episode that there was a surgeon that I was referred to. And I was really looking forward to dealing with this particular surgeon because of the person who referred me to her. So I had the appointment made. I went to that surgeon's office, and everything up until a certain point seemed great, seemed reasonable. I mean, not necessarily super great, but at least it met my expectations. Let's put it that way. Basic expectations of a doctor's office. When I arrived 15 minutes prior to my appointment, which was at 8:30 in the morning, and that was last Tuesday. So I arrived, everything seemed great, and I took the tablet. And I went through the whole check-in process, which was long, my goodness. Questions upon questions about your history and all this and all of that. At the very end, was an insurance question, and I let the person at the front desk know that my insurance needed to be updated. That's when the customer care or the customer service that I received prior to it went out the door very quickly. But then that seemed to be rectified a little bit. I won't say rectified, but at least it seemed like we moved past that. I was called in the back, met with the surgeon, didn't have a warm and fuzzy feeling about her, but I went through the process. I'm thinking this person is great. Blah, blah, blah. And I think I shared that in my last episode also. Anyway, she performed a biopsy during that visit, which, like I said, was last Tuesday. She performed a biopsy. I have been waiting. Everything has been waiting on receiving the results of this biopsy. Everything, my insurance and a whole host of everything else have been hinging on the results of this biopsy. So earlier this afternoon, I was taking a nap My phone rang and I looked at the caller ID and I answered the call because I thought, finally, my biopsy results are in. And this is the reason why this surgeon's office is calling me. The person on the other line was like, hi, I'm calling because we need your insurance information. And I'm thinking, are you serious? We're going around Robin's bend again over this insurance fiasco. I stated, I gave a recap of me needing the biopsy results in order to have the insurance activated. And then she said, well, the specimen can't go to the lab until we have the insurance information. Today is now Wednesday. We are 8 days past when that biopsy was taken. You mean to tell me that in 8 days, everything has stood still and no one had the audacity to let me know before now? And certainly no one in that doctor's office does their job well enough to sit there and notice this issue beforehand. So as I'm talking to her, she said, let me get the office manager on the line with you. So the office manager gets on the line and I proceed to explain to her what transpired last Tuesday. And I also had to let her know, this visit to this office was quite, honestly, it was horrible. I said, I can't even lie. I can't even pretend at this moment, but it was horrible. And so she went on to say, oh, you were here last Tuesday? I don't understand. I mean, Tuesday, I was in office Tuesday, and went on and on and on. So she let me know that there was, that my specimen has been sitting in that office this entire time and nothing has happened. And I said to her, why is that? That's unacceptable. If the lab was not going to accept the specimen because of my insurance, I said, I could have had the biopsy done elsewhere. And for it to be a week and 1 day later that you guys are finally calling me to let me know, oh, by the way, is ridiculous. And so she said, well, it just happened to be that somebody in the office looked and saw my specimen and said, oh, this, what am I supposed to do with this? The specimen is still here. And she told the person, call the patient and get their insurance information. We're dealing with cancer. We're dealing with stage 4 cancer. We're not dealing with verifying whether or not I have a cold or, I don't know, foot fungus or something crazy. I don't know. We're not dealing with something basic and standard like that. And the fact, excuse me, the fact, thank you. The fact that for 8 days, I have been on the edge of my seat waiting for these results to come, only to find out they haven't gone anywhere, left me so stressed and so angry at the end of our phone call. And it takes a lot. I don't get angry very often, but I'm telling you, I was absolutely angry during that phone call and after that phone call, because in my mind, I thought I went through this horrific experience of this biopsy at this surgeon's office and having no pain medication after the fact. And they better not dare say I have to go through this all over again. And because of the fact that the office has caller ID, I spoke to a friend, I had to vent after the call, and the friend was like, well, you might need to call the office, often to just remind them. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm kind of scared to do that because they have caller ID and I don't want it to get to the point where they don't answer my call altogether. Have you ever been in that situation? So it's like, you're daggoned if you do and you're daggoned if you don't. Like, what's the tipping point? Because these are my people. And you never know what the tipping point is where somebody is like, yeah, let's stop answering her calls. Even though I'm a patient with a serious medical issue going on right now. So fast forward, I waited because that phone call ended around noon. And I called at 4. She said to me, the office manager, the doctor is in a surgery case right now. When she finishes, I'll talk to her and maybe she'll be able to let the lab know, you know, to process it without your insurance or whatever. So I called the office again at 4:13 this afternoon and immediately I was on hold for a while. Then finally somebody picks up the call and says, can you hold a moment? Didn't ask who I was or anything like that. So I was on hold for 13 minutes. And finally, somebody picks up, the familiar voice of the office manager. And she says, oh, hi. The specimen was sent to the lab and we put it stat. And so I asked her, I said, okay, fine. You know, do you have a rough idea of when we can get the results? Oh, no, I don't know, but I'll keep checking on it and I'll let you know. So that was today's update. And it just made me think, wow. Oh, she did also apologize for the inconvenience. You gotta love that. It's so standard now with companies. Oh, I apologize for the inconvenience. Of course you do. Even though, I mean, it's almost like you're reading a script. Do you really care? Do you really have a staff meeting? Maybe at some point to get the staff together and say, you know, somebody screwed up, or not just one person, a few people screwed up along the way. And this is how we can do better. This is how we can perhaps level up, how we can stand apart. I'm already done with that office. I had already made that decision last week, and I'm very, very glad that I did. But it's just the fact that me thinking, okay, this happened to me. How many other people like me are out there? How many other people have been treated poorly by this particular office? We're not even talking about all the different medical facilities. I'm just talking about this one office. How many other people have been left feeling like I have in some form or fashion, whether it was because of the insurance or whether it was just a poor visit with the doctor? I mean, the fact that she had such a horrible report, I mean, the report was so thin, it was like she was taking attendance, honestly, instead of having an actual consult, surgical consult with a patient. And now we wait again until whenever these results come out. But it just made me think, do people even care anymore? What if it was you? What if it was you who was waiting for your results? What if it was your mom or your grandmother or your sister or your aunt who was waiting for these results? Would you be calling an office cussing the people out because of the fact that they neglected, they fell short, they dropped the ball? Because I even told the lady, the office manager earlier, I said to her, I said, I called the office on Monday. Today's Wednesday. I called the office on Monday to get my notes. I said, and I asked, are my results back? And the person, no, there's no data found. That's what was given to me. If the specimen never went to the lab, it should have been notated somewhere. It should have been flagged on my report. I mean, my file somewhere. So that you wouldn't just give me a generic answer of, yeah, nope, nothing showing in the hospital system. Is it okay to go a little deeper and be more thorough in your job? Or am I the crazy person of yesteryear, because that's how I usually operate when it comes to clients that I have or jobs that I've worked. I've usually tried to close in the loop and not leave a little bit of a gap. Because I don't know about you, I hate it when I wait on hold for a long time, I dial a number, you speak to a department, you explain the situation, they put you on hold, they cold transfer you to a whole nother department, and then you have to speak to that person and explain the whole situation all over again. Whereas if that first person that you spoke to took a little bit more time with you, it would have prevented you from having to call all over again. Are you too good to do that in your job? It just makes me wonder. What experiences have you had? Can you relate to anything that I'm talking about? Am I far-fetched for asking for people who deal with the public to do a better job of dealing with the public? Especially when you're dealing with people's lives and their health. Is it possible for people to actually maybe put the care back in healthcare? I'm just wondering. Anyway, until next time, bye.